Today is Tuesday, September 21st, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I like to just, change up the emphasis. I know it bugs Daniel, so sometimes I might say, and today is no different, or today is no different, or today is no different. I might just change it up every single day of the week. Why not? You know what? Let's listen to a competition voicemail. You know, I don't know that this is a competition voicemail. Let's listen to a voicemail because I have one.
Hi, Adam. It's Chuck.
Hey, Chuck.
So, name entry for you. When you like to talk about work, even though not so much recently, you like to tell stories about procrastinating. So I think the procrastination place. And the procrastination place. Good name for you. Anyway.
All right.
Thanks. Bye.
Well, first of all, once again, thank you so much for the call, Chuck. You know, what I didn't think about is when I select a winner, I only have you guys' phone number. Maybe I should call back the winner on the air and say, hey, surprise, you won. I don't know. Maybe I should. But we've got a... Auntie Scott has Walnut Orchard, the Spit Valve Factory, Toupee Shop, the Wigwam, and the Whataburger Barn. Also, the Lawnmower Repair Shop, Shih Tzu's R Us, Melon Market, and Melon Mart. Gary has Hog Farm and Bacon Factory. Mike has The Shop. Mel has the radio station. Baron Frosty has Melon Patch, but he doesn't want to win a prize. Gar in Denver has the Insane Asylum. Scotty has Key Fiddler Foundation or Fish Factory. And Chuck has Procrastination Place. So, we have one more, but I'm going to save it. But I do want to remind all of you, and I'll give the voicemail number at the end. But you have until September 30th. I'm going to drag this out for a really long time, and then I'm going to figure out a way to make a decision on it. So I don't know whether it'll be solely mine. I put out the option that I might narrow it down to my top 3 to 5 and then put out a survey of some sort. A couple of you have said, yeah, do that. Somebody said, I forgot. Big Fatty said Target. So, and then Daniel, it's not really an entry yet because he was supposed to cut out the audio and send it to me. And he hasn't done that yet, but, he has a potential entry that I'm not even going to talk about until he sends me the audio. we have lots of entries, but September 30th is going to be the deadline, and then we will select a winner that first week of October. And by we, I mean me, but maybe some combination of, you know, a survey plus my, you know, power of veto, so to speak. So there's a message in the Discord. By the way, I don't really do anything on this, but I will mention that Mix Minus has a club called Level 13. And it's for all the behind-the-scenes stuff. We have a Discord channel that's only for Level 13 members. We do put out content, extra content, mainly for Mix Minus, before show and after show every single week. We record and we put that out if you guys want to listen to the before and after, where we talk about all the juicy information. We also do occasional three-way shows with Auntie Scott, who I'm about to talk about. And I need to schedule one of those. I haven't scheduled one of those in a while. It's been a long time. It's been a month or two since we did one. So I need to schedule that. But if you want to join Level 13, you can send an email to me and say, hey, Adam, I want to join Level 13. And again, I'll give my email address at the end of the show. But if you want to join, just email me and let me know, and I will give you the information. create the little invite for the Discord channel, send you the RSS link. And if I ever do anything, you know, extra, but it's just me, I get all these emails about, and I'm sure every podcaster in the world gets these, but I get all these emails about, oh, you would love to interview this person, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, this is a personal journal podcast. I don't really interview people. But maybe one day on level 13, I could release the extra special geeky gay interviews, you know? We'll see. But anyway, so Auntie Scott says, in the level 13 Discord, that's the only place that you could see it is in the level 13 Discord. He says, sure, I'll mail it, air quotes, equals, I am a pussy and will continue to be used and abused by my family until I put my foot down and speak the truth of my life. And set limits, all in caps. You know, I mean, Auntie Scott and I agree about a lot of things, but I do want to say, don't people do things for their parents? I mean, I feel like that's just a, yeah, I complain about it because we all complain about our parents, right? Maybe we don't all complain about it. As I've said many times about myself, you know, I'm a people pleaser, but you know what happens? All this anger, you know, when I rant and I talk about how, oh my God, this place got my order wrong and, you know, like all this stuff. And Mark told me the other day that everyone in the world irritates me. And I've decided that I think the reason that everyone in the world irritates me, it's not their fault at all. It's this inner dialogue that I have where my brain is telling me I must please these people. And then I'm irritated by default because I'm like, well, I don't want to please them. I need to lay on a couch and talk about that with a psychotherapist. But I think the reason I get so irritated so easily is because I put expectations on myself from people that don't even exist. It's very meta, but there you go. But I do want to say, I mean, don't we all do things for our family and our parents especially? Isn't that just something that you should do? In other cultures, their parents live with them until they die. You know, the whole family lives together and they, you know, in Mark's culture, they support their parents. So he sends money to his parents every paycheck. And that's just part of their culture. Now, not so much in the United States. We ship our parents off to assisted living and hope they saved up enough money for retirement. But I mean, other cultures, they honor their elders and their, you know. So I don't think, you know, I'm not sure that it means, I'm going to say I disagree with you. Is what I'm going to say. I'm going to, you know, just out and out disagree with you. It does not mean that I'm being a pussy. They're not using me. I'm their child, and children do things for their parents. Now, I can be irritated about that, and I can say no if I want to, but it doesn't make me a pussy or a pushover or anything else to want to do things for my family. Because I love my family. I love my parents. They do things that are hurtful, but I love them regardless because I have unconditional love, Auntie Scott. It's not based on how they treat me. I just love them unconditionally and they love me. I mean, they love me in their own way, but I will, you know, I'm very open and honest on this show. So when I'm feeling hurt and I still, you know, they say and believe things that are hurtful to me, but I'm not going to disown them or, you know, that's just not the type of person I am. So, but I'm very appreciative of your protection of me and your love of me as a friend. But I, you know, mailing a cell phone to my mom is not a big deal. I'm going to complain about it on here because that's what I do. But, you know. So what else did I do this week? I made some chicken stroganoff that we're going to talk about on Throwing Down. And it was really good, actually. I really liked it. We're going to record Throwing Down in about, I don't know, 40 minutes. So I'm good to tell that here. That's not a spoiler. I also had, so this flavoring came in. So I want to talk, Mike in Austin. I'm just looking at the time I have remaining. Recommended this gold medal Flavacol for popcorn. So I ended up buying that, but I also bought this sweet kettle corn flavoring. And it's very similar, but I think it's by a different company. So I ended up trying that first, and it is so good. It melts onto the kernels of popcorn, and you have this kind of shattery, sugary, like kettle corn coating. It is so good. It does have a tendency to burn if you leave it in there too long because it's sugar, but so good. I'm going to try Flavacol next, though. So I will give a report once I try that. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.